So you can either operate every day from a place of fear, thinking the world's falling apart, or you can operate from a place of love.
Rather than my team being scared of AI taking their job, they're embracing it, and it's just made us as a company way more efficient.
AI will not replace trust building, structuring complex deals. It certainly will not replace negotiating between people, and it will never replace person-to-person relationships.
What I do get concerned about is that there's not going to be enough young attorneys who kind of work through the system and get to the point where they have the experience, give good guidance.
I'd be scared. I mean, if I was your competitor, you're doing a lot with it, and anybody that's not is falling way behind.
This is Real AI Use Cases Business Owners Roundtable with hosts Elizabeth Gearhart, podcast consultant, marketing expert, and PhD researcher using AI every day, and Richard Gearhart, entrepreneur, seasoned business owner, and intellectual property attorney specializing in innovation. Here's how real companies are using AI right now.
This is AI in Business. I am here with Sahil Mehta, Brady Sticker, and Tom Ragg. I'm going to ask Sahil first. Sahil Mehta at sahilmehta.com. What is one way you are using AI in your business?
I've created a Sahil bot. I've put in everything I've ever said in the public domain, all my research, all my posts, everything. And I've fed that all into ChatGPT. Now, how that's helping is my team doesn't always have to depend on me to get an answer. In fact, I would even go as far as saying that Sahilbot is probably better than I, because it doesn't forget anything I've ever said.
The second person that I've heard do this, how much time do you think that saves?
Every time my team has to depend on an answer from me, now they can just go to Sahilbot and ask the question and it'll respond on my behalf.
So they don't have to track you down.
They have to
refer an email back. Wow.
And it's not just internal, it's even external. So the folks who coach with me, for example, in between sessions, because I coach people around the world, what if I'm sleeping? They can go to Sahilbot, ask the question, and get an answer.
So how did you implement that? Is there a special software that helps people create their own bot inside ChatGPT? Or did you just start feeding it your data?
Well, this is where I have to give my team credit. Some of the folks who manage my website and the back end of everything I do, I'm going to give them credit. I'm going to be honest and say I don't have all the details. However, I do know that they've fed, like I said, all my content into ChatGPT, put in some guardrails, because if you ask about mortgages, for example, my bot's just going to say, I'm sorry, I'm not an expert in that field. Please ask another question. So that's what I mean by guardrails as well, as opposed to just being completely open to answering anything.
Brady Sticker with churchcandy.com. What's one way you're using AI in your business?
I don't know about you guys, but whenever AI started to first really come on the scene, I was a little intimidated. People were saying like, oh, you don't have to have your employees do all this stuff anymore. You can just have AI do it. And we have a pretty big team and a great company culture. And I was like, I don't want to replace my team with AI. I love these people. One of my business coaches really helped me change my mindset on this. It's not, you don't use AI to replace your team. Use AI to make your team be more efficient. And so now one of my team members can, with the help of AI, they're able to have the efficiency of 3 or 4 team members. And so here's a practical thing that we did to implement this. And so we basically had all of our team take this prompt and give it to ChatGPT. And then ChatGPT worked with them on how they could actually implement AI in their role. And so anyone can do this. Anyone can have their employees go and do this. You tell ChatGPT, I want you to act as an AI and automations expert. Ask me questions about my role, responsibility, KPIs, so key performance indicators, and how I'm currently accomplishing all of this. Make sure you have a good understanding of my role. And then I want you to then create a plan for me on how I can use AI to become more efficient. So we had our team all across our company do this. And now we're doing so many cool things. Like, we have a custom ChatGPT bot that will take all of our proven ad copy templates and then scan our client's website to write it custom for them. So instead of, you know, my team having to spend several hours researching the client and gathering all this data and then rewriting our templates for them, ChatGPT does that for them in seconds.
That's great.
They love it because it's just making their job easier. And now they can accomplish more and they're hitting higher numbers. And so they love it. So rather than my team being scared of AI taking their job, they're embracing it. And it's just made us as a company way more efficient.
So Tom Regg with LoanDepot.com, what's one way you're using AI?
AI has become very quickly very influential. So mortgage originators can use AI across the entire loan lifecycle to close more loans faster with less friction while staying compliant, of course, which is a big piece of what we do. AI helps us with lead generation, prospecting new clients, new borrowers and opportunities, new realtors, which is where a lot of us get our origination business. AI also helps analyze income, helps with asset verification. It helps us personalize follow-ups with specific customers.
One way?
I would technically say a lot of ways, but it's all really rolled into origination and customer retention and making sure that you keep in touch with past customers because we all have CRM, but of course AI doesn't nap, sleep, or get tired. So when it's someone's birthday and I'm asleep, AI can wish them happy birthday, keeps in touch with them, and it makes me look like I'm awake when I might be sleeping overnight. But it also helps us with social media posts, email campaigns, and first-time home buyers, which is a big segment of all of our origination business, technically across the country from coast to coast and different lenders. But technically with my business, it's really helped me automate customer retention and making new customers happy with a smooth, seamless process to get to the closing table.
I'd be scared, I mean, if I was your competitor, because you're doing a lot with it, and anybody that's not is falling way behind. So Richard Gearhart with Gearhart Law, what's one way you're using AI?
I've lost weight using AI. So I started tracking all of my meals in AI, and it creates a list of what I've eaten and the calories and the macronutrients, and then it suggests, if I'm at lunch, I finish up lunch, it suggests some dinner possibilities for me. And I've been doing this now for 4 days, and I've lost 2 pounds. And it's really funny because I'll put in, oh, I had a couple of sugar cookies. And it'll say, okay, well, you've had enough cookies for today. So it actually kind of coaches you and discourages you from eating more. And then if you eat a little more anyway, it says, oh, well, that's okay, no judgment, but now I think you've probably had enough if you want to reach your goals. So it's been great. It's really made a difference and a perfect use for AI for sure for me.
I've been using it extensively for research, but not just ChatGPT. I use ChatGPT because most people know what that is. There are very few people who've never heard of it. And I also use Perplexity. I use Gemini. In Perplexity, you can access Claude and different, you know, of these search engines. Well, they call them LLMs, large language models, but that doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people. So I've been researching that and researching other things related to that. And what I'm finding is the most important part of doing this research with it is knowing what queries to come up with. And I love what Brady said, you know, pretend like you're this person. Pretend like you're in that and then give me an answer that works. I'm going to put this presentation through and I'm going to say, pretend like you're an audience member. Are you falling asleep halfway through? So I kind of wanted to get a discussion going with everybody in the room and like, what do you think are some of the most effective ways? Like, what do you see it doing in the future? And I like Brady, like it's not going to displace all my employees. So do you guys think it'll displace your employees?
I think some employees, depends on the role.
I think in the legal profession, there's a lot of attorneys who are concerned, especially younger attorneys, where their time is spent drafting contracts, drafting documents, and ChatGPT and a lot of other legal services now incorporating AI are starting to be able to crank this stuff out. So what used to take a young attorney 3 or 4 hours to do can be done in, you know, a split second, right? And so there's concern there. I think there's still a role for experienced professionals to review this stuff, make sure that it's right. Even if they do get ChatGPT to create content without hallucinations, there's still an element of judgment that has to go into the legal work. So I don't think it's going to hurt all attorneys. But what I do get concerned about is that there's not going to be enough young attorneys who kind of work through the system and get to the point where they have the experience to give good guidance.
Yeah, I'm hoping it keeps progressing, though, because I am constantly finding things that I want AI to do for me, and we're just not there yet. I think the people that are going to have jobs, at least in the near term, are going to be the people that can introduce AI to businesses and help them do the automations with the AI. That's why I was asking you, Sahil, about how you actually did that in your business. So you had a team that actually worked on that, right?
It was a team that put it all together. So it's almost like you have a team that are the architects. Then they execute on the plan. And it may not be able to create new content as effectively, but look, it's a matter of time. But what I do want to say is, because like with everything that comes out in the world, there's always an element of love and there's an element of fear, right?
Yes.
There's always duality. So whether it was the Industrial Revolution, the nuclear energy, I mean, you name any major breakthrough in the world, it's caused a lot of love or benefit, but mm-hmm. it's also caused a lot of pain. So the reason why I'm sharing this is each day you have a choice. You have a choice of how you wish to show up and how you wish to behave. So you can either operate every day from a place of fear, thinking the world's falling apart, or you can operate from a place of love. And I feel that you operate at a much better frequency, if that's the right word, when you're operating from a place of love. So yes, I see AI taking roles away, but there will be new roles that will be created and new opportunities that will come up as a result.
That's what I think. And Tom, see if you're with me on this. I think that the jobs are going to change. I mean, certainly you don't see, well, except unless you're in New York City, but you don't see people driving horse carriages everywhere anymore. People are driving cars instead. So yes, the people that drove the horse carriages maybe had to learn how to drive a car. So their job changed. But I don't see everything going away. What do you think, Tom?
Well, AI will not replace trust building, structuring complex deals. It certainly will not replace negotiating exceptions or terms of contracts between people, and it will never replace person-to-person, realtor-to-mortgage originator relationships. AI is technically amplifying good originators, but not replacing us. But once you get into the, you know, 500,000 to million to multi-million dollar transactions, they want a human being on the other side of the phone, if not sitting across from them at a table or having coffee or discussing the details, because the implications of making the wrong decision are much greater.
I agree really strongly with Sahil. I don't think we need to be afraid. And with what Brady said too, and with what Tom said, you know, we're not all going to be sitting around waiting in line at the soup kitchen because of AI. We'll find ways to have creative jobs and creative ways to use it. And things will shift, of course, but I think that humanity will shift with it.
You have been listening to Real AI Use Cases, Business Owners Roundtable.